magic," said Tiffany.
"Exactly. None of that mumbling in hedgerows for us. Proper sacred circles, spells written down, a proper hierarchy, not everyone running around doing whatever they feel like. Real wands, not bits of grubby stick. Professionalism with respect. Absolutely no warts. That's the only way forward."
"Well, I think," Tiffany began.
"I don't really care what you think, because you don't know enough yet," said Anagramma sharply.
She turned to the group in general.
"Do we all at least have something for the trials this year?"
she asked. There were general murmurs and nods on the theme of yes.
"What about you, Petulia?" said Anagramma.
"I'm going to do the pig trick, Anagramma," said Petulia meekly.
"Good. You're nearly good at that," said Anagramma,
and pointed around the circle from one girl to another, nodding at their answers until she came to Tiffany.
"Soft Nellies," she said, to sniggering amusement.
"What are witch trials?" said Tiffany. "Miss Level mentioned them, but I don't know what they are." Anagramma gave one of her noisy sighs.
"You tell her, Petulia," she said. "You brought her, after all."
Hesitantly, with lots of ums and glances at Anagramma, Petulia explained about the witch trials. It was a time when witches from all over the mountains could meet up and, see old friends and, pick up the latest news and gossip. Ordinary people could come along too, and there was a fair and, sideshows. It was quite an, big event, and in the afternoon, all the witches that, wanted to could show off a spell or, something they'd been working on, which was very, popular. To Tiffany, they sounded like sheepdog trials, without the dogs or the sheep. They were in Sheer Cliff this year, which was quite close.
"And is there a prize?" she asked.
Oh no," said Petulia. "It's all done in the spirit of fun and good fellow, good sistership."
"Ha!"
said Anagramma.
"Not even she'll believe that. It's all a fix anyway. They'll all applaud Mistress Weatherwax. She always wins whatever she does. She just messes up people's minds. She just fools them into thinking she's good. She wouldn't last 5 minutes against a wizard. They do real magic. And she dresses like a scarecrow, too. It's ignorant old women like her who keep witchcraft rooted in the past, as Mrs. Earwig points out in Chapter 1.
One or two girls looked uncertain. Petulia even looked over her shoulder.
People do say she's done amazing things, Anagramma, she said. And, they say she can spy on people miles away.
Yes, they say that, said Anagramma. That's because they're all frightened of her. She's such a bully. That's all she does, bully people and mess up their heads. That's old witchcraft, that is. Just one step away from cackling, in my opinion. She's half cracked now, they say.
She didn't seem cracked to me.
Who said that? Snapped Anagramma.
Everyone looked at Tiffany, who wished she hadn't spoken. But now there was nothing for it but to go on.
She was just a bit old and stern, she said. But she was quite polite. She didn't cackle.
You've met her?
Yes.
She spoke to you, did she? Snarled Anagramma. Was that before or after you kicked out the Fairy Queen?
Just after, said Tiffany, who was not used to this sort of thing. She turned up on a broomstick, she added. I am telling the truth.
Of course you are, said Anagramma, smiling grimly. And she congratulated you, I expect.
Not really, said Tiffany. She seemed pleased, but it was hard to tell. And then Tiffany said something really, really stupid. Long afterward, and long after all sorts of things had happened, she'd go, la 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 la, to blot out the memory whenever something reminded her of that evening. She said, she did give me this hat. And they said, all of them, with one voice, what hat? Petulia took her back to the cottage. She did her best and assured Tiffany that she believed her, but Tiffany knew she was just being nice. Miss Level tried to talk to her as she ran upstairs, but she bolted her door, kicked off her boots, and lay down on the bed with the pillow over her head to drown out the laughter echoing inside. Downstairs there was some muffled conversation between Petulia and Miss Level, and then the sound of the door closing as Petulia left. After a while there was a scraping noise as Tiffany's boots were dragged across the floor and arranged neatly under the bed. Oswald was never off duty. After another while the laughter died down, although she was sure it had never go completely. Tiffany could feel the hat. At least, she had been able to feel it. The virtual hat on her real head.